Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I hadn't exactly heard that before. When I was at the ELC's Pastor's Study Week, where, as you can imagine, the general discussion was about God, faith, Christian discipleship and living, the things pastors might be expected to discuss and study and learn, the question was put, assuming that everyone wants to go to heaven, why? Why do people want to go to heaven and be stuck for eternity with a God they don't want to have anything to do with here? If people don't like God here, how will they cope in heaven? Of course, the discussions went in many directions. Why human beings default to hoping for an afterlife, especially one that is pleasant. That it is a relatively new thing, that people claim that there is no afterlife and that people do totally cease to exist at death. And who really, deep down, believes this? And what do their loved ones think? That Christianity has so influenced the world that the default position of most people is that God is good or nice, and that the afterlife is good or nice too, and that can be people's eternal future if they are good and nice as well. I was still back with the original question. I imagined that people who think that there has to be something after death, an existence, a living on, just assume that they're not that bad not to get in. I imagined people who didn't like Christians, or perhaps more the Christian church, saying that God mightn't be too bad. But I concluded that probably what someone might say is that heaven is a pretty big place, and they'd make sure they were as far away from God as possible. And I went, again. What hasn't been emphasized properly, or has been emphasized wrongly, is that Christianity is about heaven. It isn't. Not really. Christianity, Jesus, who God is and what God has done, is all about living with Him. Christianity is about life. The geography is not relevant. The accusation that Christianity is only about heaven when we die opens the church to the charge that it, and maybe all religions, are the opiate of the masses, which disconnects people from the troubles of this world, gives illusionary happiness for a future hope, and is a clever form of social control. And if Jesus and Christianity is only about a future heaven, then I agree. What's the point of living here? Why not go to heaven the moment we are saved? Because each of us and our life, each day of it here and now, is precious to God. Jesus has come so that we may live the best life possible. Yes, I know each of us translates the best life possible as life on our terms, with unlimited health, wealth, and happiness. But in the real world, the best life possible begins with knowing who you are, knowing you are loved by God, and confident in your identity, living life as we find it, as we make it, with God's forgiveness, grace, and presence with us each day. When people want to know about God in general, or my God, or of things spiritual, when I have doubts and wonder what God is up to, then I point out to people, and to myself, the face of Jesus, the person of Jesus, the cross and empty tomb of Jesus, and the words water, bread and wine of Jesus, because in Jesus, God has made himself known. The finite in the infinite, the mysterious in the personal, the powerful in the humble. And this God, this specific God in Jesus, is so worth knowing and living with because he gives us a new life to live with him, no matter where or when. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to reconcile the world to yourself. Strengthen our faith so that we remain united with Him and bear the fruit of love in this world and the next. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.